The Space Shuttle Columbia is preparing for landing tomorrow following a successful mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. That high-profile and high-cost mission overshadowed another drama in space. Controllers managed to rescue a smaller orbiting observatory using quick wits and clever software beamed to the satellite from Earth. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
It took astronomers nearly two decades to convince NASA to fund and launch a satellite called FUSE, which studies ultraviolet light from across the universe. They celebrated a successful launch in 1999, but after just 2 years in orbit, the cheers turned to groans. Bill Blair at Johns Hopkins University explains debris had somehow gotten tangled up in some of the massive wheels that spin like gyroscopes to keep the satellite steady.
You need at least three of these wheels to operate for very detailed pointing of the telescope, and we were down to two as of December, and so we could no longer point and hold at specific objects of interest.
FUSE is in orbit 500 miles above the Earth, too high for a space shuttle rescue mission. But Blair and his colleagues didn't want to give up FUSE for space junk.
It was really working so well right before all this happened that I don't think any of us could just kind of turn it off and say, okay, that's it, let's go home. And so we kind of parked it there, if you will, for a while we scratched our heads and took out our pens and pencils and went to work on trying to figure out what we might be able to do about this.
As the engineers pondered what to do, the astronomers who had been using the observatory waited anxiously.
Well, first reaction, of course, was deep depression.
Mike Schull at the University of Colorado said he and his colleagues even started shifting their attention to the long and difficult task of planning a next-generation ultraviolet space telescope. Schull says resilience is essential in this business.
People that work in this field, especially the engineers and instrumentalists that build them, are the greatest risk-takers I know, at least in astrophysics, because they spend 5, even 10 years of their life, and it all comes down to a number of small things, like a launch or a gyroscope or an electronic circuit that could fail.
But just 7 weeks after the satellite stopped working, the Hopkins group had come up with a clever way to bring FUSE back to life. If they couldn't use the satellite's spinning wheels to keep it steady, Blair said, why not grab onto the Earth's magnetic field with some powerful electromagnets on the satellite to accomplish the same task?
What we're actually doing is by running electricity through these devices in a controlled way and flipping the direction back and forth to provide either push or pull as we need to, we are using these devices and the Earth's magnetic field to hold the telescope steady and to point it around the sky.
New software was beamed up to the satellite, and after a month of testing and fiddling, Hopkins has now regained control over FUSE. Blair says it's the first time controllers have used the Earth's weak magnetic field to keep fine control over an astronomical satellite. Mike Schull is quite relieved, even though FUSE can only point to half the sky right now using this control scheme.
I'm hoping that the engineers will learn how to do this so well that more and more of the sky will become available or within view, because a lot of the targets that I want to look at and my colleagues want to look at are in the current invisible zone.
Schull says there's still a lot of good astronomy FUSE can do after its brush with death. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.